Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone else alone for tonight. I'm Jory Rowe, and this is American Psychosis Radio. On tonight's broadcast, this is broadcast 20, the 20th broadcast since the show began over a year ago. Had some time off the air between time and this time, but that's only to make the show better. As we are speaking, broadcasting live tonight in my living room, because the studio is undergoing some changes, updates, along with new booms and microphones on order. Hopefully, by next Saturday, we'll have all those pieces of equipment ready to air back in the studio. And our air dates tonight for iTunes will be 11 p.m. as soon as the audio is processed and ready to go. No guests tonight, but tonight's topic will be projects that motivate us. Before we start tonight's topic, though, I do want to point out some other show ideas that are going to be coming up for the remainder of this month. Like next show, we'll be talking about breaking points and what sets us off in anger. Towards the end of August, nearing the last show of August, we'll be kicking old and unhealthy habits and how I'm doing and progressing at kicking smoking. And in the beginning show of September, which in the first part of September, the first two shows of September will be broadcasted away from my studio in over at my mom's house. They'll be on vacation, and I'll be taking care of their house-wise stuff while they are gone. And I will be broadcasting at least one or, if not, two broadcasts out of my mom's internet office. So I'll be sticking around listening for that, a whole lot more, and including on show 25, Why Our Pets Mean So Much to Us, followed by Back to the Reality and Return from Vacation. What sucks about vacation the most? Yes, is when you have to come back. And show 27, we'll talk about In the Depths of the Mind, or should I say a journey. And that show will be followed by these here are all October and September shows, the last of October 2015. Why are some people so annoying and shocking school memories of high school and junior high? College after high school? Then what? Don't know. Stick around for show number 31 to find out here on American Psychosis Radio. Now, we're beginning tonight's topic matter of talking about, you know, this show is about the mentally ill population. And this topic can be relatively for anybody. And we're talking about projects, stuff that motivates us, and stuff that keeps our mind busy. Now, a lot of people like hands-on things, like projects, hands-on. And I, for me, hands-on projects have done me, rather, quite a bit of wonders and stuff. I have embarked on projects of making my studio and show better. I've embarked on projects of making my home life better. What could use some work? My social life? Why, absolutely. Well, that might not come anytime soon for right now, so in the meantime, I'll keep myself busy with other projects and hobbies and interests, such as RC airplanes and helicopters. Yeah, throw in the drones. I like those, too. It's said that those drones are getting so many people in trouble, maybe I ought to steer clear of them. I know, but they're really kind of cool, though. But that's another thing. Stuff like that's very technical, that can be unleashed. The knowledge of those items can be unleashed by the mind. Because the mind of humankind has basically created these things, whether it's flying RC helicopters or whether or not to that or watching TV, reading a book, or sitting down with a word search or word solve or pseudocode. My buddy keeps himself quite occupied with the lottery. Scratch-off tickets and his mind go hand in hand, especially like peanut butter and jelly when he wins cash. Now, I choose not to occupy my mind and spend my money according to things like that. But if so, he chooses and he feels better about himself when he wins the lottery, small amounts of money, that is. Then I have to say, with what I do, I get the same amount of satisfaction out of that as well. Now, many people are often asked, hobbies are so expensive. Well, yeah, depends on which hobby you're into. Let me discuss with you one of my interests. Ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to work for NASA. I've always wanted to be an astronaut. I've always wanted to fly in space. But knowing how hard my learning curve was at school, had a very hard time with it, a very hard time with numbers and such, that I would never make it up that far of achievement to become an astronaut. So this is what I had to do. I had to think about it for so many years of how am I going to go to space without actually going there. Well, I was checking on the internet one day, and I saw these people were shooting pictures of high-altitude camera shots shot from a weather balloon. And believe me, some of these people have such good shots. I've seen such good video. I've seen such good shots. I've seen such good everything about a weather balloon flight. Now, before you're asking the question, Mr. O, are you embarking into going to space? That could be a very soon possibility, because my walls in my house are bare. And what I want to do with those bare walls is to fill them with pictures of Earth taken from outer space. Not by John Glenn. Not even by Alan B. Shepard or Neil Armstrong. But by me. Only not reaching my long arm into space with a camera, I will send up a weather balloon vehicle to capture these shots. Whether it takes me one attempt, two attempts, or three or more, I will get it done, and I will show you pictures of what I have took. My very own home-built spacecraft named ASTRO, A-S-T-R-O, an acronym standing for Applied Space Travel Research Organization. I ran some other unofficial organizations back in my time to help keep my mind occupied, and one of them was Tri-County Storm Watch. Went out with my own device team to capture pictures and video of storm clouds and storm events such as tornadoes, hail shafts, heavy rain, you know, typical weather events. I recorded those for a good 10 years. I stopped because of the lack of having a vehicle. But soon enough, I have a vehicle sitting out in my driveway now that needs a little TLC. And once I get her back on the road, definitely will have a weather department on my team. Well, if you want to say it like that. But this is your host, Jory Rowe, and we're going to take a moment with a silent break. When we come back, we'll discuss further on what hobbies and projects that occupy my mind as being a mentally ill person with schizophrenia. So we come back. This is Jordan Rowe. You're listening to American Psychosis Radio. Now we're back on here with you. This is Jordan Rowe, and you're listening to American Psychosis Radio live and on the air from somewhere in Illinois. Well, it's not the most craziest state in the nation, because you take all of us schizophrenics, we comprise 2.4 million Americans. This is this country alone. A million Americans with schizophrenia alone. Spread that all out all over the place. We're just about everywhere you can imagine, including some of you may be listening to me right now. But if you're interested in dialing in on the studio, give me some solid advice on some projects and telling me what you do in your spare time to help you motivate yourself and get your mind going. I'd like to hear from you. Call the American Psychosis Radio Action Line. It's 738-3116-9. That's 657-383-1169. And you can chime in and let me know what you think. But meanwhile, until all that happens, we're going to keep on talking about what keeps my mind going. Hobbies, projects, and interests. Here on American Psychosis Radio. Now, I was just talking to you about storm chasing. It's a fairly relatively hard science to get into. Not too hard, but I wouldn't say too difficult. I don't like to use the word hard. I like to use the word difficult or not so difficult. I say I throw that dart right in between those two, because to effectively get pictures of storms, you have to know where they're at. You have to know where you're going. You have to know how fast the storm's moving. You want to get with the storm, not the storm beat you or you get too far ahead of the storm. The storm dissipates before it even gets to where you're posted at. Typical challenges is like that kept my mind in motion. Now, people that sit and sulk like I used to do, well, sometimes I still catch myself doing that. I sit and I sulk, and I wish how much better things were and hate how bad things are at the present moment. But if you fill your time with a hands-on project or a mind intellectual cognitive project is the word I was looking for. Thank you very much. I would want to say those thoughts of negativity pretty much diminish amongst with every other negative thought that could hold you back from doing the things that you would enjoy doing as a schizophrenic, bipolar, or any kind of other mentally ill patient. One thing that I found easy for me to do that others found so hard to do was to draw. I got a book back in my studio on how to draw. It teaches you the fundamentals of drawing. And when your mind is in gear, moving, it doesn't have time to stop and dwell. Kind of like a car, for example. If you're in gear, your mind's in gear, you don't have time to stop and dwell. Now, to stop and fill up with gas, that's what a car would do, would be for your mind to stop, take a break, recollect, kind of come back to the senses of reality a little bit, refuel, and then move on with the project. Now, I've seen this with building model kits. That was another project that definitely helped with my therapy. Whether it was building wooden cars or plastic esters model cars, anything I was building, I couldn't wait to get my hands on a new model project. And I often ask myself, whatever happened to things like that? They don't sell them in retail stores anymore. You almost have to go to a hobby specialty store to buy things like that. But then I'd get upset when I'd run into a snag with some of these projects that was so overwhelming with frustration that I would take the model that I was filming, beam it into the floor or into the wall. Yeah, my mom has caught me many times doing that. Therefore, she started taking plastic modeling away from me. It goes hand in hand with what I talk about with my temper. But in future shows, we're going to be talking about tempers. And a lot of it has to relate to why people are annoying me and stuff. But that's not what tonight's show is about. So we're just going to keep on talking about, we're talking about psychotherapy, which I would think it's for manual dexterity, it'd be, I don't know, but I'll tell you what I think the intellectual part of it is. It's cognitive psychotherapy with the projects that I have done, building model cars, storm chasing, radio broadcasting, even in fact, and now this weather balloon project. Yeah, to keep you up to date on all my projects that I'm working on. And we're going to take another silent break. And when we come back, we're going to summarize everything we've been talking about and get ready for the end of the show as we're nearing the completion and coming down to 13 minutes of the show left. This is Story Row. You're listening to American Psychosis Radio. You know, as I probably have already said to you by now, that people have been working on their projects, their hobbies, their interests to help solve their mind's problems for many years. Like with the modeling project that I was talking to you about, like with me building the model cars. I don't know. I've got this problem, and I think it's a lot to do with my depression. And what happens when I get down and depressed, I'm so used to that mood most of the time that I lose interest in hobbies and I lose interest in goals, set goals, and getting things done in general. But it doesn't have to be that way. If you switch up, try something new every now and then. And you always want to remember this. Always try something new that's a healthy approach. I would not sit there and say for somebody that's bored and has had 5 years of a boredom problem to start smoking cigarettes. It helped me with a lot of my boredom, but it's not the healthiest habit to so choose. Just food for thought there. So if you're going to undertake a decent project that you're going to work on, that you're going to be proud of, take on a healthy one, because believe me, good things can be habit forming too. Eating beef barbecue ribs is one. Now, we're going to summarize everything. We got the background music that is already going, it's about run out by now. We're going to summarize the show and topic matter and funnel everything down to a closing in about 10 minutes. Phone calls, if any. 1-657-383-1169. Direct line to the studio. Get a hold of me. Tell me what you think on today's topic. Hands-on therapy has been a big thing for me, especially in school, whereas I couldn't think with my mind too well, and a lot of thinking with your mind involves with crunching numbers. I find it very difficult for me to crunch numbers. Some people, their favorite class was mathematics in school, and any kind of math in school was their hobby. I said, how can mathematics be your hobby when it's such a big frustration for me? And they tell me because they know how to think with their mind more than with their hands. So hands-on therapy is not always a bad thing. Now, motivation, if you define motivation, and the examples I'll give of motivation that I use, they're like, say, I was building a doghouse. That was my project. What motivates me to build that doghouse is the different designs I could make the doghouse, the different sizes that I can make out of, you know, into the doghouse, or just how nice will it look after I get it done. The only way to find that out is pick up the hammer, the nails, saw the wood, and get started. So you got to get motivated. That's the biggest thing here. It's the motivation, and it's just like a steam locomotive. To keep that steam locomotive going, you have to keep throwing coal from the hopper car into the locomotive's burning chamber, where the coal's burning. You have to keep feeding it with the motivation to keep that train going. If you don't keep that train going, the motivation will run out, the project will stop, and 9 times out of 10, the project will sit and never get completed. That's happened to me before. I definitely know what it's like. I've had so many undone projects around here, I just throw them out. I was working on an RC boat. I'm into the RC vehicles for a good reason. It's something that I'm good at. I get, you know, halfway through it, and then I run into a snag. So I put the project up, back burner, it's what I call it. Well, then I procrastinate starting it back up. I lose motivation, quit throwing that coal into that steam for the train to keep going to get the project done, and therefore it doesn't get done. I've been down that route many times before. Now, skills, you got your manual dexterity skills, which those are the skills that I possess the biggest and most abundance of. My manual dexterity skills involve working with your hands, from eyesight, seeing, and thinking to your hands. And I usually use manual dexterity skills in my projects so that I can keep my mind at ease. Whether I'm drawing a picture, working on another broadcast, or fiddling around with RC airplanes and helicopters. My past projects that I do, like I said, were the plastic models. I never had the money to get into anything really expensive like RC modeling, flying airplanes, and whatnot. The projects that interest me now are a lot of what I hated back then, like computers and the internet, anything to do with the internet or computers. I was afraid to touch a mouse. Well, not literally, but unless one falls into your washing machine, of course. Future projects that I would like to get into doing would be projects that display abundant accomplishment and abundant reward. Okay, and those are the big projects. Those are the projects that require more than just your mind. More thinking, more hands-on, and more people for help. Those are future projects. I'd like to eventually get my own house, buy my own house with the most kick-butt studio I can think of for my radio program. And I'd like a sports car. Well, there's three things that I have in mind, and that is a sports car, a girlfriend, and last but not least, my skyscraper apartment or house. However, how I get there depends on me and the decisions I make. And if I need help with any of these decisions to complete these goals, then I know I have to ask somebody for help, and also with the understanding and knowing that you cannot control other people's behaviors. You're only able to control your behaviors. Something to think about. Accomplishments make me feel great. I've not had all that many of them, or I've had abundantly a lot and failed to see to them, address them, and know that I've accomplished something. And it's not about what other people tell you that you've accomplished. It's more or less what you feel that you have accomplished. Because if you're doing the project, or you're doing the deed, hobbies, or the interest, whatever you get out of it is your reward. It's not for anybody else. Always remember that. That's what I had to be taught. Also learn and understand about failures and setbacks are good tools to learn by. They're not necessarily what people want to learn by, because they fear that ultimate fear of failure or rejection for me. But you got to understand, Fear of failure is normal, and setbacks are also a good tool. You learn from your mistakes. You learn from what you did wrong and what not to do the next time. So just remember that. And we're winding down. There's about 3 minutes left on the broadcast. So we got probably no phone calls now. So we're not taking any phone calls right now. We have to earn our way up to that point to get people to listen to my show live and not be shy to call. After all, I do not bite. But in the closing matter, we summarized everything and talked about the project of motivation, projects that motivate us to get things done. And a lot of times, people choose to join support groups like Schizophrenics Anonymous or any kind of support group and pushing them towards a more positive way, outlook, and healthier approaches on how to live life without destroying your body with drugs, not destroying your body with alcohol. Clearly seen that that's what those two things do, is destroy and ravage the body. Sad but true, but just often remember this. If you delve yourself into a hands-on project, either if it's hands-on or with your mind, it really does not matter, people, as long as you're getting the benefit and the reward from doing so. And it's also a healthy approach. And these thoughts that people have hurting themselves or even others due to the fact that they have too much time on their hands can do things that help turn these thoughts of harm into ones that can help. Put those demons to rest, people. Pick up something that you're interested in and let your mind go wild. We are running out of time for this broadcast. Next Saturday at 10 p.m., same place, same channel, we're going to be talking about breaking points that sets us off in anger. So when we come back to the show next Saturday, that's what we'll be about. Meanwhile, this is your host, Jory Rowe. You're listening to American Psychosis Radio. Glad you left everyone else alone and listen to me for tonight. Until next Saturday, so long.